Welcome to Practicing Courage, a space where we're dedicated to exploring what it means to live well and engaging in practices that support finding the courage to do so. In my most recent interview with Dr. Nate Klemp, who is the author of the new book, Open, Living with an Expansive Mind in a Distracted World, we got the opportunity to talk deeply about opening more to life. Are you familiar with this feeling of openness? Perhaps for you, it's a sense of curiosity, a feeling of expansion in the mind or in the body, being interested, receptive to learning, open to new ideas, or feeling a sense of spaciousness. As part of this exploration with Nate, we also talked about practices that support these types of qualities and experiences, and how the practice of opening the mind and the heart is becoming more timely, perhaps more important, as so many of us find ourselves living in a world that invites an increasing number of opportunities to close down. Whether it's political polarization, technology and device addiction, alarming headlines in the news, or the rapidly changing world of work, there's a lot of ways that we can close off. And sometimes it's wise to close off, but at other times, it might be more beneficial to stay open. And if that's the case, then when we close, the key practice question becomes, how can I open again? It was fascinating to meet with Nate and to really look at the opportunity to take the practice of opening off of the meditation cushion and into our everyday lives. So today, I'll share a practice for opening. Traditionally, this particular practice is done on the meditation cushion. So if you're looking for additional practices, which Nate calls street meditation, I'd highly encourage you to check out the conversation for more. And I'd also invite you, more generally, to get curious about how you might open the mind and the heart again when it begins to close. Last but not least, before we dive into our practice today, I have a bit of a shameless plug since we are talking about practices, but I'll keep it brief. If this idea of opening and expanding the heart and the mind resonates with you, I would encourage you to check out the 28-day Practicing Courage Challenge that I launched in 2023, if you haven't already, that is. The reason for this is because the practices contained within it are organized into 4 weeks that include calm, clarity, courage, and connection, but at the core, revolve around the same central theme: learning to open, to respond versus react, and ultimately to see if it's possible to meet life from a place of love versus fear. If that piques your curiosity, head to practicingcourage.com and click on Practice Pass. We now offer an annual membership that includes both the Practicing Courage Challenge and other on-demand guided practice experiences. All right, plug over. Let's move into our practice for today. This has commonly been called Big Sky Meditation. And the aim of this practice is simple: to open, to expand awareness, to notice what's here, and to allow whatever that is to simply be here as it is, holding the different aspects of your present moment experience in a spacious awareness, almost like clouds floating through a big blue sky. And in case you're curious, some research has suggested that this practice not only helps foster greater calm, relieve stress, but also can enhance creativity, as it helps us open to what life is presenting, which, at least from my view, is kind of a cool bonus. So I'll guide you through the practice, beginning with settling the nervous system, and we'll invite you to pay attention to what you notice and how you feel before, during, and after the meditation. Ready? Let's begin. First, adjusting posture in ways that are supportive for you. Finding some sense of ease in the body. Letting go of whatever came before and whatever may be coming next. Allowing yourself for the rest of this meditation to relax into being here. Recognizing that in this moment, there's nothing to do, nowhere to go. Getting curious and feeling into what it's like to be you in this moment. Noticing and allowing yourself to be. Then taking a few deep breaths at your own pace, remembering that the key to engaging the relaxation response, our body's internal brake pedal, is to slow the breath down and have the exhale be longer than the inhale. So you might breathe in for a count of 3 to 4 seconds and breathe out for a count of 6, 7, or even 8 seconds. Allowing the belly to rise and fall as you do. When you're ready, letting go and allowing the breath to return to its natural flow, your body breathing you. As we move into this big sky practice, we'll begin with an invitation to focus your awareness narrowly, almost like a flashlight beam, and slowly, in multiple steps, I'll invite you to expand your awareness outward. So first, bringing attention to the gentle sensations of the breath, where you notice them most easily or prominently. You might feel the air going in and out of the nostrils with each inhale and exhale. Or you might notice the subtle rise and fall of your chest or abdomen. Wherever you feel your breath, placing your flashlight of attention there for a minute or so. Now, seeing if it's possible to expand your attention and to get a sense of the whole body breathing. Bringing awareness to the flow of sensations throughout the body as a whole. As you notice sensations come and go, simply observing them, allowing them to flow and run their course. And for the next few moments, resting in this more expansive awareness. And now seeing if you can expand awareness further to include sounds and sensations. Not trying to hear, allowing sound to come to you. Not trying to feel, allowing sensations to flow. If it's helpful, imagining this spacious awareness as a big blue sky. You laying on the grass, looking up, observing sounds and sensations in the same way you might observe clouds passing through the sky. Being aware of the natural coming and going, relaxing further into this more open awareness. If and when thoughts arise or you become distracted, that's not a problem at all. When you do, seeing if you can come back, observing the thoughts like the sensations and the sounds as they all move through this open, spacious awareness, just like clouds through a vast blue sky. Allowing whatever is here to just be here, to come and go, to flow through your awareness. As we move toward a close, coming back to a sense of feeling grounded. Bringing your attention to the sensations of your feet on the floor, or where your body is held, supported by the chair or the floor beneath you. And when you're ready, opening your eyes if they were closed and reorienting to your surroundings. So I'm curious, how was that for you? Do you notice any changes on the other side of this big sky meditation? I remember first coming across this years ago as a practice that helped to relieve stress. In addition to stress relief, people sometimes notice there can be a greater sense of ease, peace, balance, openness, or calm that come from this practice, as it invites a shift from doing to being, as you become, at least for a few minutes, the curious observer of what is arising in the present moment, and as you allow it to just be here to flow, like clouds on a beautiful day. If this practice resonated with you, great. It's something you can add when and where you see fit. If it didn't, you can let it drift on by, just like a cloud moving on. Either way, I want to thank you for your practice today, and I look forward to continuing next Thursday.